Nutak is a 45-minute flight from Bethel, over a landscape so flat and riddled with lakes and sloughs, it seems like more water than land. From above, the village looks unbelievably fragile. An airstrip, a water tank, and a cluster of houses clinging to the edge of a river. A tiny human toehold in a vast, flat landscape. And that toehold is shrinking. So fast, it even surprises the people who've been watching it for years.
Wow. This is actually closer than I thought.
Dalen Nayuluk works for the Nutak Village Council. We're standing by the pond the village uses for drinking water. The river, once at least half a mile off, is now only 25 feet away.
This is closer than the beginning of October. I didn't expect it to be this quick.
In fact, the erosion is right on schedule. About a decade ago, the Army Corps of Engineers estimated Nutak would be uninhabitable by 2021 at the latest. Residents now think the water could reach the school and airport runway within the next 2 years. When that happens, the village will likely have to be abandoned. Nutak is home to just about 400 people. There are no roads, just boardwalks. The only running water is at the school. You can walk from one end of town to the other in about 10 minutes. Dalen married into the village. He moved here from Chivak, a community of about 1,000 people.
I was so amazed by this place, you know, coming from my hometown to another village that's smaller.
He says even compared to other communities across the YK Delta, Nutak is more traditional. The Yupik language is stronger here. Traditional foods are more common. And that's how he wants to raise his two young daughters.
The traditional way of what a woman would do, cutting seals, cutting moose, preparing the fish. It's more of a cultural thing, you know, it's embedded in our blood.
He says this is a place where you don't have to choose between the modern and the traditional. Take Dalen himself. One moment, he's regretting he didn't take the day off work to go seal hunting. The next, we stop by the village store, where Jennifer Carl is behind the counter.
As soon as I got on to play, you got off.
They're talking about online video games, specifically Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Can you guys do online gaming from here?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have internet.
Nutak may not have running water, but you can still play a first-person shooter game with someone in Germany. A 5-minute walk from the store is the Nutak School, which runs a dual language program. This morning, the 3rd and 4th graders are reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in Yupik. Across the hall, Bosco Charles is teaching his 9th grade class to introduce themselves traditionally.
Christine.
Bosco grew up here. He just graduated recently. At 20, he isn't much older than the kids he's teaching. But he takes his job seriously. Partway through the morning, he halts the class and sits down at the front of the room. The kids stop fidgeting and lean in. He ends with this.
Don't be the generation that kills our culture.
Don't be the generation that kills our culture. It's a heavy thing to lay on the shoulders of 9th graders, but Bosco says it's something they have to hear.
So my generation, in some villages, don't even speak their language. That's one of the main reasons why I keep myself motivated to speak Yupik, you know, and to keep it in our village and to our people.
The price tag for this way of life is something like $130 million. That's how much the Army Corps estimates it would cost to relocate the entire village together to a new site they've picked out nearby. But so far, neither the state nor the federal government seems willing to pick up the tab. So when the river takes the first houses, the village could start to scatter, and Nutak's blend of the modern and traditional could erode away with the land. One of the first houses to go will be the one where Dalen lives. It's a 3-bedroom house owned by his mother-in-law. About 9 people live here. Tonight, Dalen's wife Katie is serving dinner, baked salmon and duck. The TV is on in the background, and their 2-year-old daughter is toddling around in her diaper.
You could eat. You could try that.
If you sit at the kitchen table and look out the window, all you see is water. But Katie says when she was little, the river was so far away you could barely see it. So what's it like sitting right here during a storm?
It's scary. Really scary.
I mean, you're looking at
huge swells during a storm. And when those swells hit the side of the land, you'll just see water shoot up.
Even up to this day, it surprises me there's big waves, even though I've seen it every day of my life. So every day, I'm scared. I need to move. I want to move.
Dalen says it's frustrating that the rest of the country hasn't decided this community is worth saving.
Kind of like asking, what would you do if your home was being taken away? I mean, where you grew up, everything cultural, traditional. We grew up here. We fish here, we hunt here. I mean, our community doesn't want to separate. We want to live together. So it's like asking, why destroy that?
And that's the $130 million question. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in New Talk.